More than ever, online access has become vital for Hawaii children. COVID-19 has meant distance learning for most of them, but not everyone has reliable Wi-Fi. Here's one effort on Oahu bringing internet to Westside families to help their kids learn and thrive. That's the sound of one of two vans that will be driving around the Waianae area, delivering internet to students who need it.
We know that internet connectivity is an issue that was here long before COVID, and it's continuing to persist.
That's David Miyashiro, executive director of the educational nonprofit Hawaii Kids Can. It's one of the organizations leading the Wi-Fi on Wheels pilot program. They've partnered to start with Kamaile Academy, a K-12 public school. But Principal Paul Kepka says the van is a resource for the whole community.
We welcome any child to hop on. If a kid needs internet, it's our school, it's our community, it's our responsibility. So if another student from another school were to hop on, we would welcome that and hope that we're able to help them.
He says about 60 of his school's families don't have internet access, so the van is welcomed. Partners in Development, a nonprofit providing resources to families in need, supplied the vans and employees to run them. Terry Nakamura is a program director there. He says the group had resources for the vans because it hasn't been able to offer many of its usual in-person services like preschool.
We've had flexibility that way, so we had the manpower to actually drive the vans as well. For each van, we have two staff, and they drive it to the location. They park it, they transmit the Wi-Fi service.
Kale Kali'ihiva with Kamehameha Schools, another partner in the project, says Wi-Fi access can be critical for more than just school.
Things like telehealth opportunities, telehealth appointments can also happen that support the other family members in the household more than just the child.
The two vans will cost about $8,000 for the whole year, and the Wi-Fi equipment can be easily moved to another vehicle. Ken Hozak is a vice president at Cradle Point. The company installed the Wi-Fi in the van. He's been carrying out projects like this across the country.
With wireless, you can deploy it in a day. And frankly, if they wanted to roll this out to 50 other locations, they could do that tomorrow.
Cradle Point works with AT&T, so the company can deploy access wherever there's an AT&T connection. He says new technology could provide a longer-term solution for connectivity beyond the mobile vans.
The schools are located near a lot of these disadvantaged neighborhoods. Schools are looking at creating their own private LTE network using the fiber at the schools and basically converting it to a wireless signal. The range that the schools could do with good antennas would be enough that they can actually bring that wireless signal all the way to the student's home.
Miyashiro is working to roll out more vans to areas that need them in downtown Honolulu and on the Big Island, Maui and Molokai.
So we took very seriously the call to action that Superintendent Kishimoto said, which is connectivity is not just a DOE challenge, right? It's not just a DOE solution. This is really a community challenge.
A DOE survey found a quarter of public school students don't have reliable internet at home, so the need is significant. The department is still deciding if children will continue to fully distance learn in the second quarter starting in November. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ashley Mizuo.